Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully you guys had a really restful weekend. And dads out there, happy belated Father's Day. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, it is.
And just what goes along with truth is justice. Truth and justice, right?
That's right.
Well, and so after the break, of course, we've got some really fantastic updates for high-level officials that are finally being prosecuted for election fraud.
Yes, and also we've got a clip where Pence is in the hot seat being pinned down. And, of course, you know, his true colors, yellow, are showing.
Right.
So we've got that and looking forward to that. And, you know, here's something that came out from Ammoland.com. They cover, you know, firearms and Second Amendment issues. Here's a shocking story. Bank of America turns over information on gun owners to the FBI.
Right.
When the FBI asked for it, even without a warrant, they just handed it over. I don't mean to be harsh, but that's what you get. Bank of America, if you don't know it by now, there's nothing America about them except their name. They have been sold out to the left. They've closed gun owners, legitimate legal businesses, closed their accounts without any warning, without any dialogue. They have been on the wrong side of, I think, every issue.
They're quite some time.
They're a politically active bank, and they're one of the, the dirty top three in the United States. So if you're a gun owner, well, first of all, you should be paying cash, not using debit cards or credit cards or bank cards for, you know, ammunition purchases or anything like that anyway. But get away from Bank of America.
But not only that, Marjorie Taylor Greene posted on her channel the statement that says, demolish the IRS, defund the ATF, because it says under the Gateway Pundit, it begins, 20 heavily armed IRS and ATF agents raid a Great Falls gun store and seize firearm purchase records and weapons. In an unprecedented move, 20 armed IRS agents and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agents carried out a raid on this gun store.
Yes.
And so, you know, you've got banks reporting gun purchases. Obviously, they're reporting it to the IRS.
Right.
And to the ATF. What on earth does the IRS have to do with any of that?
Taking all of the 4473 forms, apparently, according to the report. And, well, this is Gestapo tactics.
Yep, that's right.
This is, here we are. This is NKVD, Stasi, total control at the federal level. And, you know, where's the state? Where's the state intervening?
Right.
You know, to defend the citizens' rights.
Exactly. And see, and that's the other little fascist aspect of this, where the law doesn't allow this to happen, but you put a couple of administrative agencies in charge of something like that.
Right.
Who administrative law isn't even in the Constitution, right?
Right.
And so yet they are in charge of and given free rein over way, way too much stuff that isn't even necessarily legal. And so clearly we have Second Amendment rights, and yet this backdoor fascist system is going on in a cooperation with a bank. So basically like a private company.
Right.
Working with supposed government officials, then they're not even a truly government as far as administrative.
They're unelected officials bureaucrats.
Go. Yeah, yeah. In order to raid and attack people. And so, you know, that is a that's an extremely fascist thing that we see going on here. That is that's the cooperation between corporation and state, and well, or federal government rather. And so that's that also is highly illegal according to Article 4, Section 4.
Well, that would be a really good place for a law to be passed where anyone who gives up information, private information about an individual with a, any, you know, a financial institution or insurance company or any other without a warrant, based on probable cause that a crime has been committed, then that entity faces criminal charges.
Right. And well, what's also interesting about that is just last week, the GOP House passes the RAINS Act to curb administrative state. I mean, that is extremely, that is huge.
Yes.
That is so huge because all of administrative law is more or less basically unconstitutional. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows for administrative law.
Right.
And so, in fact, it was invented by an attorney in California in the 80s. And I know a lady who worked for that attorney, in fact. And so listen to this. This is huge progress. It says the House passed a bill that would require major regulations from agencies to secure approval from Congress. Woohoo!
Nice.
They finally put, well, the reins on it, right?
That's right.
And it says here, the regulations from the executive in need of scrutiny, or in other words, REINS Act, made it through on June 14th with 221 yays and 210 nays. The bill, also known as H.R. 277, is, well, the fact that it just got passed is amazing, to say the least.
No kidding.
But it says here that the House agreed to multiple amendments from Representative Lauren Boebert, as well as amendments from other lawmakers, and one offered by Representative Harriet Hageman from Wyoming. Woohoo! Go Harriet!
That's right.
Go Lauren! Both of them. Wyoming's replacement for Liz Cheney would make the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs assess whether every rule has a significant economic impact or not. And so that's huge. That is so huge. That is so long in coming. And America has needed that for the past 30 years. I mean, because they have really been operating like out of control.
Tyrants. Absolutely. Yep. You know, well, in fact, we're coming up on Independence Day here. So it's worth reminding that one of the reasons that we broke the chains of tyranny from England were which was articulated in the Declaration of Independence. And that was one of the grievances. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. And that's exactly where we are today.
Yep.
That's exactly one of the grievances that was listed as needing to break free from tyranny.
Right.
And that's what they're doing. They are creating all of these new, erected a multitude of new offices and sent swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Yep, exactly.
So,
and look at the revolt that they caused just because of that. If they could see where we're at today, I think they'd probably all have heart attacks on the spot.
They would probably cry.
Yep.
They would cry to see that we have let this get to this point.
Exactly.
It's not even America. It's not even recognizable in any form except by name. The what the founding fathers had envisioned for America.
Well, exactly. And there's no possible way we could look anything like America used to, and especially not under being in the middle of a communist coup.
Right.
I mean, wow, you talk about it's not a two-tiered justice system. It is a switch over of a republic, a constitutional republic, to a communist government. That's what this meshing gray of all of these laws that are applicable to some but not to others. It's because we're in the middle of a takeover to an entirely different illegal system.
Right. Well, just like when Castro took over Cuba and they started, you know, executing people and, you know, come up with these edicts.
Yep.
People are like, there's a two-tier justice system. Or no.
No, that's called a takeover.
There is no, the other justice system is gone. And yeah, in America.
It's called being conquered.
Right. In America, there's just, you know, there's a remnant of it. You know, there's DUIs and people going to jail for, you know, stuff. It's the holdover from the old regime.
Right.
But, it takes a while
to get it all switched over. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're in this interim switchover process to a complete communist takeover nation. And so, you know, like you said, Cuba is an excellent example. Venezuela is another one. I mean, all of these nations that have just gone through all of this election fraud sponsored by the WEF and their ilk, it's all the same blueprint.
Yeah.
I don't know how
now Brazil.
Yeah, yep. Brazil. I don't know how anybody in America is not seeing this. It's as plain as the nose on our faces.
Right.
And so
they'll wake up in the chains, in the camps, and they'll wonder,
and it'll be too late.
Oh boy, at what point should we have resisted?
Right.
How did we get here?
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the word of the day and, of course, the Straight Up Humility Month scripture, which we're honoring all month.
Okay, so that humility verse is from Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 and 2, that read under the title, True Worship and False. Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one I will look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. And that's it. Because what an outstanding, that's an awesome statement that only God could make. You know, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me?
Right.
You know, and yeah. you and I were kind of cracking up about this. It'd be kind of like a little speck of dust sitting in a sealed jar claiming that it's going to make you a house, right?
Right.
You know, and so just the ultra magnificence and omniscience of the Creator, and he's looking at all of us little tiny specks of dust, you know, and that right there will humble a person.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
And then even more, his magnificence, all that he's capable of, the one that he will look on is on the one who is poor and of a contrite spirit, who trembles at his word.
Yes.
So he's not looking for the strongest, the toughest, the most knock 'em dead general of the army.
Right.
Like you would think. Some, you know, God, the all powerful, magnificent Creator, the guy that can do anything and everything.
Yes.
You would think he would be supporting the biggest, toughest.
We're gonna build you a house of worship, and it's going to be awesome. It's like a toddler coming up with a little scribbly crayon. Look what I made for you. Picture, right?
Right, right. Well, and so, but you know, that's. But going back to the humility part too. I mean,
yes.
It's there. He's, what he upholds. God who can do all things, and is magnificent from beginning to end. He upholds the one who's poor and contrite in spirit.
Yeah.
And so that just boggles the mind. That makes me love him even more. You know what I mean? Because that's like understanding that you are the ultimate, and understanding that if you see somebody that can't really, you know, that's kind of maybe weak and not really willing to maybe stand up for themselves, or not able to stand up for themselves, you're looking to defend that person.
Right.
Because you know you're strong, you can take it, you're looking to uphold that person, and you'll protect them.
Yeah, especially when that person is weak and less than, but a pure heart.
Right.
You know, and an innocent and a pure heart, a contrite heart.
Right.
And one that, you know, trembles in fear of the Lord, just like a parent with a child that's, you know, they're weak, they're small, they're frail. They need, love you though. They want to please you.
Yep. And they need your strength to protect them.
Yeah. Their heart's pure and yeah
that's, and they're not, you know, like the contrite spirit part is they're quick to say they're sorry, like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry."
Right.
You know, and it's not like the opposite would be prideful saying, "I don't have to say sorry. I have nothing to be sorry for." You know, right. I mean, he's looking at the one that is of pure heart, sweet natured, going, you know, I will say sorry so fast and you have no idea how sorry I am. You know, that kind of yes. thing where they truly mean it and they're like moved to tears over having done something wrong. That's a contrite spirit.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that, goodness sakes, that makes me love God even more, that he's willing to be the shield, you yeah. know, the protector of the person that's getting bullied or always on the low end of the totem pole. Well,
and he's so that. Willing to lift you up.
Yep.
You know, in that.
Yeah.
And even more so because your heart's in that position, that condition.
That's right.
That way over the proud. And we feel the same way about other people, dealing with other people.
Yeah,
you know, your
exactly.
heart just goes out and you really empathize with somebody who's very humble and versus a very proud person. You almost, you know, you're just going to hope that proud person just trips over the curb and smacks their own lips, you know, because they're so arrogant and prideful.
Right.
God feels the same way.
Well, and on the other side of that, you and I will have this very strong in common that you and I will step in to defend the weak. You and I hate a bully. I mean, that's that. In fact, that was what Orwell said. He said, if you could define fascism in one word, it would be bully.
Yes.
And so exactly that. It's we both have that very strong in our character that if we see somebody, especially a little guy, getting picked on, we will jump right in the middle of that. We will jump right in the middle and defend them, and the buck stops there. And so that I just love that characteristic in the Lord, and I have full admiration for that. That just is awesome.
Absolutely. All right. Well, there's our straight up humility month scripture, and now we have the word of the day for
That's
us
right.
to meditate on.
Yeah, and this one is not a random turning, but it came from our Sabbath study that was so cool. And gosh, we had such a great day. And of course, there's so much that's revealed to you when you get a whole day to sit there and listen to the nation's best pastors giving the greatest sermons,
yeah.
you know, and
when you
and
set
also,
the time aside just to be with the Lord.
Yeah,
and
it's
his
all
word.
About it's all about yeah. the word. It's all yeah. about God, and so from our own Bible study research as well, and so this was from one of the sermons that stood out, and it's the verse James chapter 2 verses 12 and 13, which read, "So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." Now that's it. That's
yeah.
fascinating. I don't know that I've ever really paid that much attention to James's statement where he says mercy triumphs over judgment. But that also is an attribute of God.
Yes.
Mercy, he said, even the Lord said his number one characteristic with the most weight in it is mercy.
That's true. That's right.
And so, you know, the Lord's character being biggest in love, obviously, a second, mercy.
Yes.
You know, and that's where, well, the mercy would come from the love.
Right. Exactly.
You know, just like you were saying, you know, if it was your child, you want to protect them, and you're willing to forgive them and have mercy on them because you love them so much.
That's right.
It's like they almost can't even do anything wrong in your eyes, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
when their heart's in the right place.
Right.
You're so quick to be merciful.
Right.
You know.
And yeah, and so I just thought that was really cool, especially because you know, also about the beginning of that statement, judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. So that's kind of, God's always doing that. Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And the same way you forgive, that's how I'm going to measure out my forgiveness to you.
Yeah, the measure of judgment that you use is the measure of judgment that will be used against you.
Exactly. So, yeah, so if you're judgmental against everybody without mercy, that's what it says, then
how can you
to the one who has shown no mercy, you know, that's just very cool. That's another very, very prominent characteristic of the Lord is that he will treat you exactly the way you've treated others.
Right. That's right.
And kind of like how David says, I've only sinned against you. And he's talking about God.
Yes.
He's only sinned against God. Well, and Jesus says, when you have given water to the lowest, you've given it to me.
Yes.
And so it's basically, that's true. Every personal interaction that you have is actually how you're treating God. And so no wonder he says, I'm going to treat you the same way you've treated me in all of your relationships with every single person. I was the one that you did that to.
That's right.
And if you did something good, I'm going to be responding in kind the same exact way, whether it was good, whether it was bad.
Yeah, it's really important to realize that as we interact with others, we're sowing.
Yes.
And we will reap what that is that we sow.
Right.
In all kinds of ways that we can't even grasp sometimes.
That's right.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Right. So that's a fascinating, and talk about loaded two verses right there.
Right. Yes, it is. There's two for you to read and meditate on today.
No, yeah, kidding.
Absolutely. And what that was, James.
James chapter 2, verses 12 and 13.
There we go. 12 and 13.
So got rich. Them.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for that.
Well, praise God for that.
Indeed. All right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. This segment brought to you by Jesus Appears, getting ready for his return, which is coming up oh so soon. Not soon enough, but don't get left out. Learn how you can make sure that you are rapture ready. Go to JesusAppears.com. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and this is the morning commute. We'll be back with second two of this message.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night.
Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to segment two of the morning commute. And let's see here. Segment two, brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, let's get some updates here. Really good one. Actually, we got two parts. We're going to play the first one this morning and the other one tomorrow.
Right. And this is coming off the heels of last week reporting the Democrat mayor from Miami who is arrested and is now facing three felonies for illegal voting. And then, of course, now we've got a former congressman from Pennsylvania gets 30-month sentence for ballot stuffing.
Wow.
That's massive election fraud that he just got nailed on.
Yep.
And so he's actually sentenced. Hooray for that, people. That's progress. That's huge.
That's right.
Progress compared to what we've seen since 2020. This is a former congressman, and on the other case last week was the Democrat mayor from Miami. So woohoo.
Yeah, Soros, you missed one.
That's right. Well, and so we have this clip here from Marjorie Taylor Greene talking with Fox News and describing how, hey, they're, you know what, Christopher Wray, he's not going to get away with this either. So listen to what she has to say.
Well, we subpoenaed more bank records last Friday, and while we're waiting for those, we're expecting to see tens of millions of dollars exposed that went to the Biden family. But the shocking part is, Maria, that we have the FBI director, Christopher Wray, that refused to hand over an unclassified form, the 1023, to our oversight committee that Andy Biggs and I both sit on under Chairman Comer. The other shocking part is that not only did he force us to read this unclassified form in a skiff, he redacted not only names, which is actually more understandable, but he redacted the most important part of information on there is that there was 17 audio recordings, 15 of Hunter, 2 of Joe Biden himself, about Joe Biden taking a $5 million bribe. How dare Christopher Wray have the audacity to hide this information for his boss, Joe Biden? This is purely protecting crimes. He's hiding crimes the president of the United States committed when he was vice president. And that's where we stand right now.
Oh, that is so awesome. I would love to see them take him down.
There's a lot more that we didn't have time to cover that they're all going after him. They're going after Merrick Garland, and they've got the teeth to back it up. I can't wait to get to that tomorrow.
All right. Looking forward to it. Well, you guys have a blessed day out there. You just join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time right here for the morning commute, and we'll talk to you then.
That's right. You'll have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.